The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yitzchak Grossman, Dayan at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. The center can be reached for halachic services, consultations, and shilas at 888-485-VAAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
Parashas Kisetze contains the mitzvahs of Yibum and Chalitza. Torah says, Ki yeshvu achim yachdav u'meisachad mehem u'vein ein lo. When brothers dwell together, one of them dies and he has no child. His wife, his widow of the dead brother, shouldn't marry a strange man, someone else. Rather, her brother-in-law, the brother of her deceased husband, should marry her and perform yibum. The Torah goes on. However, if he does not wish to perform yibum, then we do the chalitza ceremony. She says, She says, the Yavam does not wish to do this. He doesn't want to perform Yibum. He says, Lo chafasti lekachta. I do not choose to take her, to marry her. Then they perform the chalitza itself. The chaltzah nalo me'al raglo. She removes his shoe from his foot. The arkab afanav. She spits in front of him. The anasavi amara. And she says, Kachaye yasela ish. So shall be done to a man, asher lo yivnes beis achiv, who does not build up the house of his brother, v'nikrashmo b'Yisrael beis chalutz ano. These are the two mitzvahs of Yibum and Chalitza. They're counted as two separate of the Tariag mitzvahs by the Rambam. Everyone agrees, it's unanimous, that the mitzvah of Yibum is preferred. That's clearly the implication of the psukim, that Yibum is ideal, but if he doesn't want to do Yibum, then we disgrace him with the Chalitza ceremony. The Mefarshim point out Yibum, versions of Yibum, were performed even before Matan Torah. Chalitza is what they do if he does not want to do Yibum. And everyone agrees that Yibum is preferred. The question is, that's ideally, in theory, the question is in practice, do we actually prefer Yibum or Chalitza b'zman hazeh? This is something that's actually been the subject of dispute for 2,000 years. Begins with the Machlokas Tanoim, Amoraim discuss it in the Gemara, Rishonim argue what the halach is, Shulchan Aruch brings various opinions. Later Achronim, down to the present day, Achronim of the past century, are still vigorously debating the extent to which Yibum is a viable option. In this year, we'll explore the roots of this Machlokas, how the various Rishonim and Achronim understand the Machlokas, and the Hachros of the Poskim, and how they apply it to various scenarios in relatively modern scenarios, the last few centuries, including scenarios of the last century. Mishnah Becharos, last mission in the first parak says, Mitzvahs ha'ibum kodemeth mitzvahs chalitza, barishon. It's true, yibum is preferable to chalitza. That was originally true, shayim miskaven l'shem mitzvah. They did things l'shem mitzvah, l'shem shemayim. V'achshav shayim miskaven l'shem mitzvah. Now people are no longer miskaven l'shem mitzvah. We no longer have the same faith that people are miskaven l'shem mitzvah. Amru, mitzvahs chalitza kodemeth mitzvahs yibum. So now they say that mitzvahs chalitza is preferable to mitzvahs yibum. So we have a Stam Mishnah, that although in theory Yibum is preferable, in practice, Bizman Azeh, Chalitza is preferable. However, that's not the end of the story. The Gemara Nivamas and Daflam and Tess, the Gemara brings this Mishnah, it brings various Amorim, discuss the halacha of what we do, and then it says, Amri Rami Bar Chama Rav Yitzchak, Chazru Lomar Mitzvah Yibum Kodemeth Mitzvah Chalitza. They changed once again, and they said Yibum is preferable. So originally Mitzvah Yibum was Kodemeth Barishona. Then Achshav, they said, the Namachavim L'Shem Mitzvah, so now Chalitza is preferable. Rami Bar Chama says, and they changed once again, Chazru Lomar, the Yibum is preferable. Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Achshar Dari, is it really true, V'chinis Kashra Doros? Do people really get better that now they are Machavim L'Shem Mitzvah? So the Gemara explains, no. People certainly, if they weren't Machavim L'Shem Mitzvah in the Achshav of the Mishnah, they also aren't Machavim L'Shem Mitzvah today. But Meikara Savrila Ka'abashol, Ulusof Savrila Ka'abonim. If people are not mechavin l'shem mitzvah, then it's machlokas tanon. Machlokas abashol and the rabbanon. The Tanya, the Gemara brings a brisa. Abashol omer hakonis es yivimto l'shem noy, l'shem ishus, l'shem davar acher, kilu pogeh be'erva. Someone who marries his yivama for ulterior motives, not l'shem mitzvah, but because she's beautiful, l'shem ishus, l'shem davar acher, for other reasons. If you do that, not only is it not a mitzvah, the good thing is kilu pogeh be'erva. The interesting language, kilu pogeh be'erva. He goes on, v'karavani ve'enai li'asiblad mamzer, it's close to being a mamzer. Doesn't say it's actually a mamzer, but it's ki'ilu pagei be'erva, it's karov to being a mamzer. The Chum disagree, the Chum say, yivama yavo le'at mikol makom, the Torah says, the pasuk we read, Yivamach Yivau Aleha Mikal Makom, regardless of his kavana, he should do the mitzvah of Yibum. So mitzvah Yibum is kademes l'kuli alma. There came a later stage where people were no longer mechavin l'shem mitzvah, and that holds true today. We don't say achshar dari. People are no longer mechavin l'shem mitzvah. At that point, it became a machlokas, Abishol and the Rabbanan. Abishol says, since you're not mechavin l'shem mitzvah, it's a shayla of erva and mamzerus, ki'ilu pogeba erva, karov to mamzerus, so therefore chalitza kodemes. The Rabbanan say, no, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter that they're not mechavin l'shem mitzvah. It's still a mitzvah, yavam yavor leah. So initially, the Mishnah Becharos that ruled that today we say Chalitza Kodemes, because that Mishnah held like Abishol. But later, Rami Bar Chama is telling us that later, Chazru Lomar, they switched to hold like the Chachamim, and Lebesof, they hold like the Chachamim, that no, Yivama Yavar Lami Kol Makom, it doesn't matter if they're not Mechavin L'Shem Mitzvah, the Mechavin L'Shem Davar Acher, it's still a Mitzvah of Yibum. So it's Machlokes Tanoim, Bizman HaZeh, where people are not, there's no confidence, people are Mechavin L'Shem Mitzvah. It's machlokas whether Yibum is still preferable, it's still a mitzvah, or on the contrary, Yibum is an aveira, and therefore chalitza is preferable. Rishonim argue, how we paskin, we'll discuss that in a moment. The Gemara in various places in Shas brings Abishol's din, that just like we had a stam mission in Becharos, that is so same like Abishol according to Rami Bar Chama. There are other Gemaras as well that seem to be so same like Abishol. The Gemara in Yivamas, Daf Kuftes, the Gemara brings a memra of Bar Kapara. Bar Kapara said, Tani Bar Kapara, La'olam yidbak adam b'shlosh advarim. A person should cleave to three things. One of them is chalitza. The Gemara explains why. Why is chalitza such a precious thing? Kabashol. He holds like Kabashol. D'tani Abashol Omer. If you do yibum, l'shem noy, l'shem ishus, l'shem davar achar, kilopogeh be'erva, and karo ben elif, l'ad mamzer. Therefore, it's good to do chalitza. This Gemara seems to be indicating again that Abashol, or Bar Kapara is going according to Abishol, that's the normative approach. So how do we paskin? So it's a major machlokes rishonim. Many rishonim, most or all Svardim, and many Ashkenazim say that mitzvah is Yibum kodemes. Some of the Ashkenazic rishonim say mitzvah is chalitza kodemes. Rav, the Tosus and Yivamas and Lamates, Tosus says that Rabbeinu Tam said halach is like Abishol, like the Stam Mishnah in Becharos, not like Rami Bar Chama that says that the Maskan is like the Chachamim. Rabbeinu Tam brings various rayas. Tosus says Rabbeinu Chananel pasak mitzvahs Yibum kodemes. However, he was chozer in mitzvahs chalitza. He was pasak mitzvahs chalitza kodemes. So the Rach changed his mind. Rabbeinu Tam said halach is like Abishol, but there are many Rishonim who say the halach is mitzvahs Yibum kodemes. The Radvaz, who was a Sfardi and in favor of Yibum. The Radvaz says that the list of Rishonim include Kol Gaonei Olam, Rishonim and Achronim, Zulas Mesei Mispar, except for a select few, all the Gaonei Olam, Rishonim and Achronim say Mitzvahs Yibum Kodemes. The Sheiltos, the Rif, Rabbeinu Zrachi Halevi, Rabbeinu Ephraim, the Talmud of the Rif, Rabbi Yosef Ibn Migash, the Rambam, the Ravid, the Magen Mishnah, Rabbeinu Shaya Mitrani, Rav Hoshaya, Rabbeinu Shimon HaMe'ili, Rabbeinu Yonasan, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ra, the Ritva, the Ran, all say mitzvahs Yibum Kodemes, the Ramah, the Rivash, Rabbeinu Avadia, and Pirush HaMishnah. He says, you should know, Rabbeinu Avadia was close to his time. He says, Rabbeinu Avadia was Mefursim B'Chachma, he was Rosh L'chol Rabbanah Yerushalayim, the head of all the Rabbanim in Yerushalayim, and he was a Talmud of the Ashkenazim, and he still saw the Divrei Rishonim, and still he paskin that he was Achron Bizman, and it's Ein Lo Mem Shonim Shon Stak Shavit L'Shomala, it's within 40 years of his Patira. And he says that the Iker is mitzvahs, it's we don't pass like Abishol. Once the Isser was Nifka, when the Isser of Eshes Ach was removed, when the brother died and the mitzvah of Yibum kicked in, it's Hutra Legamri, even L'Shem Noi, L'Shem Mamun, it's Mutra anyway, Yivam Yavlam Mikol Makom, Rav Ya was an Ashkenazi. He says that the Mordechai brings the Rav Ya, Mikzvahs Chachmei Atzarfatim, some of the French Chachamim, Rabbeinu Yonah, he brings Rabbeinu Yonah who holds this way as well. And he says, even though, yes, there are Rishonim as well, he says, who say the halachas like Abishol, the Ashkenazim, a number of Ashkenazim, Rashi, the Ri, Rabbeinu Tam, we mentioned, the Smag, the Smak, the Mordechai, Ram, Rabbeinu Peretz, others, he says, but still, Rov Minyan and Rov Minyan, at least from the Sephardic perspective, say mitzvahs Yibum Kodemes, and good. And what about the Minog, he says? So what is the Minog of Yibum? So he says that there are different places, there are different minhagim, he concedes, but he says if there's no minhag, you should follow Rov or the poskim. And Rov Makomos, he says. He says, what do most places do? Radvaz says, minhag kol Sfarad in Spain, Catalonia, Provence, Eretz Ashkenaz, he says, even in Germany, he says, Rabbeinu Peretz says, in Ashkenaz they did Yibum. B'chol Hamarav, the Maghreb, North Africa, Malchus Mitzrayim, Egypt, Eretz Hatzvi, Eretz Yisrael, Damesek, Damascus, Syria, Tugarma, Turkey, major German cities, Spira, Garmaiza, Magensa, Spires, Worms, and Mainz, all the areas do Yibum first, he says, and again, it is Rov Rishonim, and he considers it most of Jewish settlement, at least from the Sephardic perspective, including a number of notable Ashkenazic areas, he says, and that most poskim and most places did Yibum. Of course, Ashkenazim, what we call Ashkenaz, our Masoros of Ashkenaz, does not. Ravadi also, in a tshuva we'll discuss later, lists numerous Rishonim who say yes, basing himself on the Radvaz and others, and the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch brings both opinions. The Shulchan Aruch says, he brings it b'lashon stam v'yesh omrim. He says, stam, mitzvahs yibum kodemus, mitzvahs chalitza. But v'yesh omrim, mitzvahs chalitza kodemus. The Mechaber brings both opinions, but he brings the first opinion, the stam is yibum is kodemus, and the shita of mitzvahs chalitza kodemus is a yesh omrim. The Ramad is not machriya 100% the other way. The Ramad says that he brings the question of kfiya, whether we're kofa for chalitza or not. And he says, he has a number of pratim, he says, if he already is married, then we are kofa for him to do chalitza. And some say that even if he has no other wife, but if they're not mechavim l'shem mitzvah, that some say we're kofa, the minhag is kisvar rishona, that we don't be kofa for chalitza. The Ramah is mashma throughout his discussion that we do not encourage ibum. But he doesn't explicitly say 100% that he's passing like the Shita Mitzvah Chalitza Kodemus, but he goes back and forth, working largely within the Shita that Chalitza is Kodemus, and it's generally understood to hold that Mitzvah Chalitza is Kodemus, like most of the Balitosis, like most of the Ashkenazim, many of the Ashkenazim, that we do not do Yibum. The only question is, will we actually force him to do chalitza or not? We can be mad to him. We can manipulate him to doing chalitza. But basically, the Ramah and the later Ashkenazim generally held that we do not do Yibum. Now, what is the machlokas Abba Shaul and the Chacham? So we've seen that Abba Shaul says, if they're not machavin l'shem mitzvah, if they're machavin l'shem davar acher, it's kilu pagei be'erva and karav adavar lios mamzer, vlad mamzer. The Chacham is saying, yivam lo yavo leam mikol makom. The Rambam has a very lumdish explanation of this in a tshuva. The Rambam is masber the machlokas as follows. He says, the psak, of course, is mitzvah yibum kodemus. And even if they're not mechavin l'shem mitzvah, it doesn't matter. Even if they are mechavin l'shem noy, l'shem mamon, the halacha is like, it doesn't matter. It's still mitzvah yibum kodemus. Why? The shita of the Chacham is, the Rambam is masber, because once he dies without children, hutra la'achiv. She's mutter, it's hutra as opposed to dechuya. Nostalgicus or erva bechlal, there's no more erva. Erva's gone. She's muteris legamri. Who cares what his kavan is? That's the Chacham shita. Abba Shaul shita is mitzvah chalitza kodemes hayosis sover sheisra veishasach dachu pnei yibum. The mitzvah, the isra veishasach, the erva of marrying a brother's wife is still in place. It's nidche. It's set aside in order to do the mitzvah. If your kavan is not for the mitzvah, then it's like pagei erva. So the Rambam is masber that this is telling of the famous chakira of the Gemara in different places. In the Gemara and the Poskim, they discuss whether Tumah is Hutra Dechuya B'tzibur. The Poskim discuss whether Shabbos is Hutra Dechuya Itzel Pikuach Nefesh. According to the Rambam, the Machlokas Abba Shaul and the Chacham is whether the Isser of Eishasach, of a brother's wife, is Hutra or Dechuya in the context of Yibum. If it's Hutra, it doesn't matter what his Kavana is. If it's Dechuya, it's just still there, but we set aside for the Mitzvah, then his Kavana does matter. Abba Shaul says it's only Dechuya, and therefore we care about his Kavana, and since today they're not mechavin l'shem mitzvah, they're mechavin l'shem noy, that we have the isser eshesach, and the Chacham say no, it doesn't matter what his kavan is, because the isser is totally gone, so there's no isser left, so mela, it is a mitzvah regardless. From the Rambam, Post can point out, the Ravad Yosef brings the Achiezer, from the Rambam it's mashma, that we're dealing with a din daraisa, that Abba Shaul would say that the problem of pagei be'erva is daraisa, if it's only dechuya, and you're not mechavin l'shem mitzvah, it's a shaila of deraisa. Rav Adya brings Achiezer, who says that the midivrei Rambam, it's mashma that he holds it's deraisa. The truth is, it's machlokas rishonim. The first Mishnah in Perek Baal Yevimto in Yevamos, the Mishnah says that if a person is Baal Yevimto, Ben Shogeg, Ben Mezid, Ben Baones, Ben Baratzon. He's Mezid, she's Mezid, and so on. Ones, he's Ones, she's Ones, and so on. Kana, that the Yibam takes effect, and it's a valid Yibam. So the Ramban holds, the Rishonim bring the Ramban holds, that this is not like Abba Shaul. Abba Shaul says that if you do it for the wrong reason, then it's not Yibam. It's Kilo Pagaya Be'erva. You wouldn't be Kana either, even B'di'evit. And when the Mishnah says Mezid, when it says he's Mezid, Mezid means, Mezid doesn't mean L'Shem Mitzvah, Mezid means L'Shem Night, because she's beautiful. Then he Osel is Nus Ba'am, like he's doing it L'Shem's Nus, not for the Mitzvah, that's Mezid. And still the Mishnah says it works, you're Kona. That's not like Abba Shaul. The Ramban sounds like he holds that that's a Din D'Oraisa, it's a fundamental clause, a sin qua non of the Mitzvah of Yibum. It has to be done with the right Kavana. If you don't do the right kavanah, it's not Yibum, you're not Kona. The Mishnah is not like Abba Shaul. The Poskim point, the other Rishonim point out, the Ritva and Mukhi Yosef point out that the Mishnah didn't say that the Mithnitsin blow Abba Shaul. The Gemara didn't note that this Mishnah is against Abba Shaul. Mashma, even Abba Shaul agrees to this Mishnah. Why would he agree to the Mishnah? If it's Kilu Pogeh Be'erva, why would he agree to the Mishnah? If it's not Yibum, then why is he Kona? So the Ritva explains, Abba Shaul is only Midrabanan, the Efshir he says. The Efshir Abba Shaul only meant Midrabanan. That's why he said Ki'ilu Pogeh Be'erva. That's why he said Karov. He said Dindrabanan, he says. It's a Lechatchila, you shouldn't do that, but B'di'evad, you're Kona. Midaraisa, even Midrabanan, you're Kona. Kinira. And it's only a Din Lechatchila, Midrabanan, not to do it. Mukhi Yosef says that you're Kona, B'di'evad, even Midrabanan. Not like even according to Abba Shaul, your Kona Lagamri, even Midrabanan, your Kona Lechatchila, you shouldn't do it Midrabanan. That's why the Mishnah didn't say Lo Abba Shaul. Mezin, again, he brings the Ramban's point that Mezin means L'Shem Noi. And Abba Shaul holds it, it's Midrabanan Lechatchila. So the Ritvan Mukhi Yosef say it's only Lechatchila, it's only Midrabanan, but Avada, the Yibum, is absolutely valid, and your Kona. And the Ramban also agree it's Usher to do it for the wrong reason, but they just say it's certainly Osir to do it for the wrong reason. The Mukhi Yosef adds that Rabbanan are certainly moded to Osir. Lasses Kain al depligi if you look at Chila and Baal Hashem Noi lo havik pogeba erva. The Chomer of Abba Shaul that it's a terrible Isser. It's Kilo pogeba erva. But Rabbanan that Rabbanan don't agree. But it's still look at Chila. You should do it L'Shem Mitzvah. It's Osir to do it for the wrong reason, but it's not such a terrible Isser. I'll call upon him. So this is Machlokas Rishonim, whether Abba Shaul is talking about whether Abba Shaul's din is a din daraisa and even b'di'evet, or whether Abba Shaul's din is just lechatchila. Midrabanan. Now, furthermore, there is pashtus when the Rabbanan say it's not a problem. The Rabbanan say you do Yibam even bizman hazeh. We don't care if he's not mechavin l'shem mitzvah because the Torah says Yivama Yavaleh. It doesn't matter what his kavana is. Even if he says point blank, my kavana is l'shem noy, my kavana is l'shem ishus, l'shem davaracher. It doesn't matter. Yivama Yavaleh, as the Rambam says in his tshuva, he says. Afilu ainu miskaven l'shem mitzvah el l'shem noy l'shem mamon because it's torture. There's no more iser. So he says it's mitzvah even miskodemes even if he is mechaven l'shem davar acher. Mukhi Yosef said he's still a chachila shouldn't do that according to the Rabbanan, but the Rambam says it's mutter even if you're mechaven for something else. Yivamo yavo leam mikol makom. There are some achronim though who do suggest that it's not entirely lechatchila. We already mentioned the Mukhi Yosef. There are some who learn that even the Rabbanan agree that if you're mechaven l'shem davar acher, it's a problem. And the discussion actually begins from the Rambam himself. We mentioned earlier that the Gemara brings a member of Bar Kapara that a person should be Yidbak Bachalitza. And the Rambam seems to pass him like that. The Rambam says, in Hilchas Yibum he paskins mitzvahs Yibum kodemus mitzvahs Chalitza, but in Hilchas Gerishin, the Rambam writes that a person should be Miskarev L'Chalitza. It changes the Lashon of the Gemara from Yidbak to Yiskarev. He should approach Chalitza. He should be Miskarev to Chalitza. So the Lech Mishnah asks, the Achronim or Matmiah, the Gemara says that's going according to Abba Shaul, that Yiskarev L'Chalitza is because that's like Abba Shaul, it says Mitzvah Chalitza Kodemus. But the Rambam paskins in Yibum, Mitzvah Yibum Kodemus. So why does he paskin Yiskarev L'Chalitza? So some say the Rambam doesn't mean what the Gemara means. The Rambam doesn't mean Yiskarev L'Chalitza because of Abba Shaul. That's why he changed the Girsa from Yidbach to Yiskarev. He means if they're doing Chalitza anyway, then you should be a Dayan, you should support it, you should be an aide. Because you want to avoid Igun. If they're not doing Yibum, they're going to do Chalitza, then it's a mitzvah to be, it's recommended to help facilitate it, because being stuck in limbo is certainly not a toelis. So once he's doing Chalitza anyway, you should be miskarif to facilitate it. But he doesn't mean it's dachuk, because the Gemara said Yidbak b'chalitza, and it said it was like Abba Shaul. The Rambam is bringing a similar Indian, they say, but he means something totally different. He means you should facilitate Chalitza if that's what's being done, something totally different from the Gemara. But the Pashas of the Rambam is he's bringing the Gemara. Aye, the Gemara says that it's going according to Abba Shaul. The Rambam doesn't pass him like Abba Shaul. So the Maaser Rakeach says something remarkable. The Maaser Rakeach says that the whole Machlokas Abba Shaul and the Chachamim is really only Al Hastam. It's only, if we don't know, we don't know explicitly what his Kavanah is. Abba Shaul says it's Pogea Be'erva, and therefore he was Gozer Al Hastam. Since it's such a terrible thing to have the wrong Kavanah, he was Gozer Al Hastam, the Mitzvah's Chalitza Kodemes, because we want to avoid Chas V'Shalom being Kilo Pogea Be'erva. The Chum say we're not Gozer Al Hastam, because Sof Kol Sof, Yivam Yavu Le, it's not Kilo Pogea Be'erva. But they are moda that if he is mischav and l'shem davar acher, even though it says yivam yavar le, so again, like Mukiyosis, it's not erva, but still l'chatchila, it's not the right thing to do. Ein adavar hagunu mischabel. Ve'in achinami mitzvah chalitza kodemes. Mitzvah chalitza adifa. If a person can't bring himself to do it for the right reason, then it is mitzvah chalitza adifa. Because if chalitza he is doing l'shem mitzvah, and even won't be l'shem mitzvah, makes an interesting parallel. He says, gedola aveir l'shma, mitzvah shelo l'shma. Better in aveir l'shma than a mitzvah shelo l'shma. It's better chalitza, which is less ideal l'shma than a mitzvah shelo l'shma. So it's Keynes and Mukiyosif that even the Chum agree that it's not l'chatchila, but it's not pogeh be'erva, and therefore min astam we don't have to be gozer that you shouldn't do it. We let people do it because even though it's not right to do it l'shem davar acher, it's not pekila pogeh be'erva yivam yovelam mikol makom. But l'maisa it's not l'chatchila, and that's what the Rambam brings when he says yiskarev l'chalitza. He says, since the Rambam knew in his time most people were mechavin l'shem davar acher, even though we paskin mitzvahs even kodemes, but l'maisa he brings up a shoal because it was relevant in his time, because we agree somewhat to a shoal, even though it's not kilo pogeh be'erva, but still, it's not really l'chatchila if you're doing it l'shem davar acher. But l'maisa, the poskim in general take the, putting aside this from Mukhi Yosef, the Maaser Rakeach, the poskim in general seem to understand kipshuto, that according to the Chachamim, it doesn't matter what his kavanah is, since objectively it is a mitzvah, as the Rambam explains, it's hutra, and therefore we don't care what his kavanah is, it's a mitzvah regardless. Mitzvah Srichas Kavanah that Achronim discuss, or Kashulchan discusses, whether Mitzvah Srichas Kavanah is an issue, Rishonim argue, Gemara has a machlokas about it, Rishonim argue whether Srichas Kavanah or not, but either way, it's not a Shaila of Erva because it is hutra, or Kashulchan has a pilpul of why Kavanah would be so important over here, according to Abba Shaul. But the bottom line is, according to the many Rishonim and Achronim Upaskin, like the Chachamim, not Abba Shaul, doesn't really matter what his Kavanah is, l'chatchilish, l'chavin l'shem mitzvah, but it's not such a big deal. Now, so what do we do b'zman hazeh? So Ashkenazim, of course, do not do Yibam. I've heard of a number of chalitzas that I've been aware of that have been announced in the years I've been alive. I've never heard of a case of Yibam. Ashkenazim almost never do Yibam. Sfardim do it more often, as we'll discuss practically soon. But even Ashkenazim have occasionally tolerated the possibility of Yibam. There is a major tshuva of the Shvus Yaakov. The Shvus Yaakov discusses, several hundred years ago, the Shvus Yaakov discusses a very interesting case. He discusses a case. There was a young couple, a young woman. Her husband died a year after the marriage, and he left one single brother. And the problem was, normally he would do chalitza to allow her to get remarried. The problem is, he had a problem with his foot. To do chalitza, it says you have to press down. Tzarechel midchasei lakare. The Gemara says that when you do chalitza, you haiman dechalit tzarechel midchasei lakare. He has to press his foot on the ground. While he's pushing his foot into the ground, the Yavama removes the shoe. That's Li'ikuva, the Shvus Yaakov says. If you can't do that, you have to do it. If you can't do that, you can't do chalitza. This Yavam had a deformity in his leg. It was crooked. He couldn't do this. He couldn't walk on the leg at all. He couldn't press his leg down into the ground. Chalitza's out of the question. His right foot. He can't do chalitza with the left foot. Chalitza sapsula. So there's no way he can do chalitza. Yibam he can do. Yibam he can do. He just can't do chalitza. If we don't do anything, then she'll be zakuka liyavim. She'll be an aguna her whole life. There were some who wanted to learn she can be yotzi l'shuk in this case without even more chalitza, but he's docha that very strongly. So what are you going to do? You can't do chalitza. If you don't do anything, she'll be an aguna. Is there any basis to allow yibum? So he actually allowed the yibum. He said this maaser came before him. He says, ideally, there are ways to avoid these situations. They used to make tnoim in the marriages when they knew that there would be a problem with chalitza. They used to make that the brother was a chayresh and couldn't do chalitza, or a mumar, different siurim. They used to often make tnaim in the marriage as a routine process that the marriage should be annulled if it comes to a situation of chalitza. But that's tzoei kal shaver. He says it happened already. It's too late. They didn't have this tonight. So he allowed yibum. He writes that He writes that even if he'll also have a problem getting married because of Cheren ben Gershom, he says, even though there's more of a leniency to be making on the Cheren, but Makom Peri Verivia, to Shaila, he says, but here, with there's no Eitzah, she'll be Mu'ugenes her whole life, he says, in order to Mekayim the mitzvah of Yivama Yavola, so it is Mutter, it's Mutter to the Yivam Bezman Azeh, he ruled this way Lamaisa. But he says, he certainly concedes it's a Dover Tamua Be'enei Ha'olam, he says, Les Yabim Bezman Azeh. It's not found in the Achronim, he says. The people are going to say, Sharl and Urva would be Matur and Orev, were doing so. Whoever heard of Yibam Bezman Azeh? He wrote to the Gaonei Aretz, Mufrasam Bahara. He was one of the Gaonei Aretz, Mufrasam Bahara, but he wrote to other Gaonei, Mufrasam Bahara. He says, and he mentions people he spoke to. He says, Rav David Oppenheim couldn't answer, he was busy. So some were Masupik, he says, some wanted to be Matur without Chalitza. Therefore, a Marach and a Tshuva, he says, to explain my Shita. It's Pashut nearly that you can be Mekil, that you can do even in such a case that even Abishal is only a Chashash, he explains. He has a number of reasons. It's not a Chashash Isser, it's a Chashash Rachok, Yisrael Becheskes Kashrus, he says. He goes on, and he's Mekil, and he says that, and he's Mekil, that it's only a Minog and a Chumrah not to do even, he says. Havud La Losif Alav, Makum Sheyav Shalachlo, it's going to be Cherish Bechareshes, in different cases. Pashud kol sheyesh chashash igun v'hiyalda, she's going to be mu'ugenes, and she's a young woman. We're not going to be mevatel yibum legamri. I think it's pashud, he says. If people who disagree would see my tshuva, surely they'll be modal ha'emes. They have to mekabel the emes misha amro, etc., etc. He says, other poskim were agreed, he says, and he says they did it. Halach lamais, he says. He was matziah hadvarim lefneim, the other gedolim. He said, one of them said, anyone who asserted is man to asser Yonah. He was worried about people who say he was worried if he's being matter, people would say shari urva. One of the other gedolim said, anyone who assers this is kilu asser Yonah. Yonah's pasha that it's mutter and urva's pasha that it's asser. He says, we did it. They agreed you can do it. And Asisi, halacha lemaisa, v'sedarti a kedushin, samach v'nera bekan. We made kedushin. He tells you how to do it. He tells you the shtar and how they did the kedushin and so on. So they did Yibum because there was no choice, and it's a chumra, it's halakha bashal, not to do it, but not b'makom igun, he says, makom igun, you can do it. One of his main svaras, one of his main study heter, is he argues, he has a tremendous chiddush, a great chiddush, he says that even according to Abashol, that if you do it l'shem noy, l'shem ishus, l'shem davar acher, it's gila pogeh be'erva, that's only if that's your sole kavanah. That's if that's your entire kavanah. But if your kavanah is both, he says, if it's l'shem mitzvah as well as l'shem davar acher, then we're not going to say kila pogeh be'erva. He says that afa b'shol lo k'amar l'hecha de'enkem nasa rak l'shem na'ya l'shem mamon, but if your kavana is also l'shem mitzvah, then ain't paid. And he brings an amazing raya. He says, Chazal, forget Yibam, he says, Chazal say in general, anyone who marries a woman l'shem mamon l'alanoi, the Gemara, I think, says L'Shem Mammon. I'm not sure where he got L'Shem Noy from, but anyone who marries a woman L'Shem Mammon will have, it's wrong, and he'll have Banim She'enam Hu'ganim. The children will be problematic. So the Shvus Yaakov says, you're being Motzi Laz, Chas V'Sholem, on Yaakov's children, Yosef and Binyamin, from Rachel. Why did Yaakov marry Rachel? Because she was beautiful, he says. Because she was L'Shem Noy. Because she was extremely beautiful. The Pasuk says so. He married her B'Shvil Shaisi Yifas Tar V'Yifas Mara. The Pukim say that. Kashmir Chiechem Akros al Zeh. Rachel Haisa Yifas Tar Yifas Mara, Vayehav Yaakov is Rachel Mileah. The Rishonim discuss why would Yaakov the Tzaddik care so much about beauty, but the pasuk says that we said Pshuto Shel Mikra, he married her because she was beautiful. So how could he do that? You're going to tell me that the Motzi Laz Yosef and Binyamin are going to be Einam Mehuganim? Kala Olam Nechshlu Bozeh. Everyone does that. He says Kulam Bnei Adam Heim Nosim Nashim Hamotzim Chayim Beineim. The talks about on Tuvav what the women said. The Gemara in the end of Tana says they said Nu Einam Liofi Anisha Liofi. So he doesn't bring that, but he says everyone marries women. Hamotzis chayim beinayim, and they want money. Also, he says we don't find. How is anybody going to be banim who got him? Vaday the ikar is if you do it b'shituf, if you do it b'tziruf of a kavana for an ulterior motive and kavana l'shem mitzvah. You don't have this. Yaakov did it both because she was beautiful and l'shem mitzvah. He's saying, and Yibam as well. If you do it both for an ulterior motive as well as l'shem mitzvah, that's fine. Even according to Abishol. The Mela, we can say that people are going to be mechavein l'shem mitzvah as well. So the whole peda of Abishol is removed, and therefore Abishol himself is a chumra, havud l'losif, makom igun, you have the svara of tziruf. That was one of his major tzadei kula. This svara as well of kavanah, for both of them, is picked up by other achronim as well, the Aruch HaShulchan, accept the Svara. The Aruch HaShulchan also says this is the din of Yom Chavin for both, and it's okay. Aruch HaShulchan is matmiya. Why people would be so strict? The Aruch HaShulchan writes in his discussion of Yibum, he also says, like the Shvus Yaakov, that if your kavana is for both of them, then it's not so bad. And he said, if you post him like Abashol, the chashash is maybe they'll be mechavein not l'shem mitzvah at all, but mechavein l'shem both less than ba. And then he says that ha'idna, we don't do yibum. He doesn't understand why are we so machmer. According to Rashi, it's mutter that we don't object, we don't participate in the yibum. Rashi holds, but they're allowed to do yibum. Even Rabbeinu Tam agrees that if we see it's l'shem shemayim, this is the part of the sugya we didn't get into about kofen and ain kofen. Rabbeinu Tam learns that if they come to do chalitza, so we see they're not mechavin l'shem ishus, because they came for chalitza, and we tell them, oh, you can do yibum if you want. They say fine, so we know that they're not l'shem shemayim. So he says it's true. Lo reinu yibum b'dinas einu. We've never seen yibum. He says, but mikol makom. He says if they want to do yibum, he says ein limchas biyadam. Befrat, he says, if dual kavana is okay, and according to some, it's only drabanan, then pshita, we shouldn't be ma'akeh if they want to do yibum. He says, the shulchan aruch, the balei shulchan aruch are not mefurish in their hakra. The mashmos of the Beis Yosef is that he holds mispasim kodemus, because he only brought the sheet of chalitza as a yesh omrim. Chalitza kodemus as a yesh omrim. Rama is mashm that he holds chalitza kodemus, and that's, it's true, he says, l'fi minhag ha'medinos, that it's totally in minhag ha'medinos. In Mizrach, he says, in the Sephardic lands, they do Yibum, even in his time, a century ago. Medinos Ashkenaz, in Germany, Tsarfas, France, Russia, Poland, Austria, lo nagu klal, in Poland, in Russia, in Austria, they don't do Yibum, he says, they follow the poskim, but he says, to be machmer so strictly that it's absolutely prohibited, he says, we don't do Yibum normally, l'chatchila, he says, but to be machmer so strictly to say Yibum is completely out of the question, he says, that's going too far. That he himself says it's true, the minhag is not to do it, but don't take that too far. There is some basis for Yibum, even Bizman Hazeh. The Marsham, also a century and a half ago, the Marsham has a tshuva about Yibum. Also an interesting case. Normally we do Chalitza, but in the Marsham's case, the issue was that the Yavam was a man who had lost multiple wives. He had lost four wives. He had had four wives die. And he had young children, and he was unable to take care of them. And then his brother died, and his sister-in-law was knew the children, and the children liked her, and she would be a good mother for the children. She wanted to marry him in order to do Yibum, in order to take care of the children. He himself couldn't really find another wife. He says that he has many young children. He can't find a woman to marry him because he's muksak as a katlan. He kills all his wives. All his wives die. The truth is, the halacha of katlanis, and not asr mikra din, the halacha of katlanis only applies to a woman who loses multiple husbands, not to a man who loses multiple wives. But in practice, people didn't want to marry him because he had a track record of losing four wives. So he couldn't find another wife. And he has many young children, and he's a Talmud Chacham and a Yirei Shemayim. And he's worried about Hir Hurchei, to not have a wife, to go for years without a wife. It could lead to Hir Hurim, Kal Yamav. And no one takes care of his kids, and the Yavama the Yavama knew the kids, and they liked her, they were kruchim la, and she has no children of her own. That's why there's a shel of Yibam, because she had no children from her husband, and she's already post-menopausal, she's not going to have children, he says. So they want to do Yibam. Can you do Yibam? So he brings a Shvus Yaakov, that if they're mechavein for two kavanas, there's makom lahakel, that as long as the kavana is not just l'shem, no, it's okay. He actually brings a very interesting svar l'hachmer. He says, it's true, the Shvus Yaakov says that if your kavanah is l'shem mitzvah and l'shem noy and l'shem mammon, that's okay. However, he says here, where the other kavanah is also a kavanah of mitzvah, he says, actually is worse. He says, takanasu hu kalkalasu. Here, they're doing it partly for mitzvah, to take care of the children, chesed, and to take care of the igun of the ish, who has a hard time without a wife. He says is a problem, because even if we accept the Shvus Yaakov that kavanah l'shem, an ulterior motive like money or beauty, is acceptable, he says, but if you're mechavin beferish for another mitzvah like l'shem igun and for the yisomim, so that's worse. He's even according to the Shvus Yaakov, he says that he brings the language we find in kodshim, lo mina l'machrava, kavanah which is not kodshim in certain contexts doesn't take away from the kavanah l'shem kodshim. Needn't be done. He's mechavin for another mitzvah. That's machrava. He brings the Gemara in Zvachim. He has a pilpul about this. That the that if you're mechaven beferish for something else, that another mitzvah, that's actually worse. So he goes back and forth. He has a tshuva where he discusses various tzadim to mekel. At the end of the tshuva, he concludes there are kamat tzadim lahakel. He says we can be mater. However, he says do what the Shvas Yaakov does. Do the proper kedushin. I'll be the seder of the Shvas Yaakov. He says do it. I'll be based in, not by themselves. Some poskim said based in shouldn't get involved. In this case, he says it's better to have based in involved. So everyone should to do it properly. I'll be alacha, and even so unusual, they're not going to know how to do it properly without a based in. You see, but nevertheless, Marsham, who was famous for being very lenient, a famously lenient posik, still was unwilling to be totally matir on his own in this case. It was such a strange thing. He says, "Bekol zein ritzoni lios kemaskim." I don't want to be mekel on my own, to be maskim on my own. Rak baofen, you have to be od rabbanim, experts, p'ki shemayu will agree to this, he says. Imlav batladaiti. Chalila, he says, lasos maisa lahakel bedavar tamua larabim, bloas gomas kama gedole adar. Such a thing, like the Shvas Yaakov warrior, people are going to say he was shari urva. To do that without the askama of kama gedole hadar, certainly in this dar of parts, he says, merubal haomed. And even if gedolim are maskim, he says, come back to me and tell me who these gedolim are, miva miha maskimim, and how are they maskim, under what conditions. He yifchad libi bekirbi lahoras hetcher kazeh. I'm very, very nervous, Marsham says, about being mekel. I'm willing in principle if I have support of other gedolim to be mekel. But he says, I'm not being mekel yet, not until you ask the other gedolim, not until you report back to me with what the other gedolim said. And at this point, lo nemru dvarai el lahalachu lepilpula, at this point I'm not paskening lemaisa. In the Maftechas, he summarizes his tshuva, he says, that there are young children, he can't find another wife, the Yavam is a Talmud Chacham and Yirei Shemayim, the Yavama knows the children, she's used to the children, the Kruchim Achareh, can we be Mekel? He says, does a Kavanah for two mitzvahs work? Do you have the Shvas Yaakov Seter in that case? Is it Darais or Rabbanon he discusses? Are you Kona with the Biyashal Isser? So, I don't see any record of whether they asked other Gedolim what they said, whether they ever were nice and matter this even or not. But the Marsham, at least in theory, was willing to be master, although he was a little scared of the radical nature of this hara, and he went and he insisted on other gedolim who would agree before he was actually master halacha l'maisa. The longest, most comprehensive tshuva of Yibum probably ever is a tshuva of Rav Avadya Yosef. Rav Avadya Yosef's tshuva, he has at least two tshuvas on Yibum. His major long one in Eben Ezer, Simon Yadal and Chelik Vav, was written in Tavshin Yud Aleph in Tammuz, 1951, and his problem was that there was a takana of the Rabbanut HaRashit LiYisrael, Israel's chief rabbinate in Shvat, Chaf Aleph Shvat, Tavshin Yud, in 1950, to ban Yibum. The chief rabbis of the time were Rav Yitzchak Isaac Halevi Herzog, the Ashkenazic chief rabbi, and Rav Ben-Tzion Meir Chayuziel, the Sephardic chief rabbi. They said, in Rov Kehilos Yisrael, and the Kehilos of Ashkenazim in Eretz Yisrael, they were Makabal like the Ramah, not to do only Chalitza and not Yibum. Even if they want to do Yibum, we don't let them. The stringent interpretation of the Ramah, the Rosh Hashulchan was mefakfek on that. Even if they, Rosh Hashulchan was mefakfek how strict we should be, but we basically follow the Ramah. Now they said, Mishim Darchei Shalom, the Achtus Medinas Yisrael, because of the idea of Darchei Shalom and Achtus, we don't want to have the Turkish state Taurus. They were gozer on the Toshvei Eretz Yisrael and those who emigrate to Eretz Yisrael who make Aliyah to Asher Legamri Mitzvah Yibum, and they must do Chalitza, and so on. And Isur Zeh Efshir Latira Rakba Mesibas Miyuchados Al Piachlatas Mwetas Rabbanut Harashit LiYisrael Hamorcheves BeChasima Shnei Rabbanim Harashim LiYisrael. So they allowed for the possibility of Yibum in extraordinary circumstances, like the ones we've been discussing, I guess, in the Marsham and the Shvat Yaakov. But in general, they banned Yibum, and Rav Avadya was very upset. He said that you can't do this. So the Minhag of Edus HaMizrach, the Stardim, Edus HaMizrach, Taman. We follow the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch that we do Yibum. It says Yibum is Kodemus. He wanted to know, do we have to follow this takana of the Rabbanut HaRashit? He was dealing about an actual case. It was a case of Yemenite immigrants. There was a situation of Yibum. He wanted to do Yibum. The brother wanted to do Yibum. The Yavama didn't want to marry him. She wanted Chalitza. He says she had no good reason. Lotam, Sabir, Laseruva, Lasyabno. She couldn't offer a good reason why she wouldn't do Yibum. So Rav Avadya has a tshuva for pages and pages where he discusses whether Yibum is indeed kodemes for Stardim or not. In general, for Stardim, the tshuva goes on for about 10 pages from page Shinsavi Tes to Tafid Aleph, and he says absolutely. He goes through all the Rishonim and he goes through all the different shitas, the Raisa and Rabbanan and dual kavana. He brings all the Rishonim who say Yibum is kodemes certainly for Stardim. And he holds that absolutely Yibum is the right thing to do for Svardim. It's preferred to Chalitza. and that's what they should be doing. He says that which they say that which they said on the Taka. He quotes all those poskim of the Radvaz, the Kama Vakama Rishonim and Kama Kehilos that the Minog was to Yibam. The Radvaz had said that in Sfard, Catalonia, Provence, Kol Hamarav, the Maghreb, Eretz Yisrael, Syria, Turkey, Egypt, everywhere we've heard, and even in Maine, Spires, and Worms, except for some places in Ashkenaz that they don't. Mikan Shuvah, Rav Avadya says, the Nusach Latakana says that Rov Kilos Yisrael, no Gukman Dermis Achlitza Kademis, Rov Kilos Yisrael. Avadanat, says Rav Avadya, absolutely not true. Rav Avadya's conclusion, therefore, is that it's Borer that we follow the Maran, that Rov Minyan or Rov Binyan of Gedolia Poskim that we follow, he says, Mr. Yibam is Kodemes, the Ein Kol Tokif, Lahaskamas, Nasiyeh, Vachevri, Harabanot, Tarashit, Yisrael, they have no authority to be Gozer, to Mevatel, Mitzvah Yibam, maybe they can ban it for Ashkenazim, but not for Sfardim and Eidos HaMizrach, Ein Lehem Kol Samchus Lekach, they have no authority to do such a thing, and Mitzvah Yibam is still Kodemes. He says, there was never a Gzera, he says, and so on, and he says, even Lefi Minhag Ashkenaz, he says, some of the poskim said if they want to do Yibam, we said that there was a debate among the from the Ramah and down, and we've shown them already, whether we let them do Yibam, if they don't come to Beis Din, he says, there was never a Gzera, he says, and so on and so forth. And therefore, certainly for Sfardim, he says, that we tell them Mechatchila to do Yibam. That's our Minhag, he says. We follow those Shitas. We should tell them it's a great mitzvah. We tell them to have the right Kavanah. That would work even according to Abba Shol, if they're Mechavan for the mitzvah as well, as per the Shvas Yaakov and the Aruch HaShulchan. And another poskim and others as well. He says, Yosef Chaim the Griach, I think of Yosef Chaim and Ben Ishchayil. Certainly, he says, if we know that if there's reason to believe, Reglayim Adavat the Mechavin Lashem Mitzvah, Bevaday Roy Maod Shabaisin should support Yibam. He says, and he flouts the Takana. He says, in our case as well, despite the fact that it's against the Takana of the Chief Rabbinate, Yesh Lebaisin Lahashbia Al Hayavama Lahaspik Lahaspin Lakasha Yavam. We should convince her. We don't say we force her, but we try to persuade her to agree to do Yibam. That's the right thing to do, and that is what they should do. In a footnote, he has another very cutting comment. He says, he heard, Shamati v'tirgas bitni, that this takana was made at the request of the government. Sarei ha-memshala ha-yisraelim, asher b'shem Yisrael yichunu. They're not acting like Jews, but they're called Jews. They want to be mevatel Yibam because it's the sarei ha-memshala. He can't do that, he says. They're Russian, sarim are Russian, a play on words, sar and rush. They're Russian mitara mitzvahs. Kofrim b'tarash v'chzavah shabal peh. Yefti moser nefesh, he says. Neged harashayim halalu. They want to be oker the Torah. It's like Arachta the Masana. It's like the Etzaharu who says, first do this, then do that. I mean, oker the Torah, he says. They're out, the people who don't accept the Torah. They're trying to mevatel the Torah. He says, we don't do this, he says. And the Rashayim want to be oker the Das, etc., etc. He says, we will not listen to such a takana. So Rav Avadya says, he doesn't care what the chief rabbinate did. The halacha for Sfardim is we should do Yibam. We should encourage Yibam. And so on. He returns to this question in another tshuva in Chelek Ches, Seven Ezra Simon Chavav. In this latter tshuva in Tufshin Laman Dalad, so this was about 23 years later, in 74, Sivan Tufshin Laman Dalad. This tshuva was written to a Beis Din, to Rav Yitzchak Yedidya Frankel, the Rav Rashi of Ravid of Tel Aviv Yafo, Rav Shmuel Baruch Werner, also one of the Gedolei Hadayanim, Rav Shlomo Tena, another one of the great Sfardic poskim. They wanted to know that they had a case involving Yibam. In this case, unlike Rav Avadya's original case where the woman didn't want to do Yibam, in this case, they both wanted to do Yibam. They had a case of Yibam. Avram Shin, period. Somebody who he wanted to do Yibam. His Eishes Ach was Mrs. Maras Juliet Shin. I guess the brothers have the same last name of Shin. They wanted to do Yibam. She also wants to do Yibam. She wanted to listen to the Beis Din and do Yibam. They're both from the Eidot HaMizrach. They will follow the Shulchan Aruch. So they wanted to do Yibam, because they knew that Ashkenazim don't do that. They follow the Ramah, he says, and there is a takana. They knew that there is a takana. However, they said that you saw my psak that I dismissed the takana as being illegitimate and invalid. So you want to know, do I still support my position that the takana is invalid and can be ignored with impunity? So the Danim asked him this question: would I allow Yibam and so on? So he brings his whole tshuva, he reiterates his whole position. In particular, he sharply criticizes this idea that the Rabbanim HaRashim LeYisrael, that they were gozer because of Achdus HaUma, he says, particularly Rabban Tzion Uziel, he says, he was a Sfardi, he says he's going against the Sfardim, his own Masorah, he says, Ein Safek, he says, this, that it was the Ava of the This is called a backhand compliment, I guess. He says, without a doubt, it was the love of Rav Uziel for L'Achidas Uma Garmel L'Kalkalas Ashura. His love for Achdas Uma blinded him to the correct halacha, he says. And he quotes various other examples, that there's no such thing as Achdas Uma, that's important for every Mesora, every Eda to carry on with its own traditions. Sfardim should continue carrying on the Sfardim. He quotes a story that there was once a meeting of the Moetzet Rabbanut HaRashit. Rav Uziel also, because the Achdas Uma wanted to mevater on Sfardic Shchita, to unify it with Ashkenazi Shchita, instead of having their own minhagim of Shchita. Plat, I guess, maybe other issues. And the Sfardim would accept Ashkenazim. And again, this was because Meirov Cheshkol Achidas Uma. Rav Pesach Frank, he says, got up and said that even if the Sfardim will abandon their Shchita, I will organize Shchita Sfardis B'Yushalayim. Every Eda should keep its own minhagim. There's no issue of Achdas Uma, he says, that people can keep their own minhagim. There's no reason why one Eda should have to abandon its minhagim in favor of another Eda. Therefore, he goes on and on that Sfardim absolutely should keep on doing Yibum, as is their tradition. His conclusion was, Hamura Mikal Ha'amar, he tells the Dayanim, I am maskim b'chol libi to the Dayanim that we should allow Avram Shin to marry to do Yibum to Zivama Juliet Shin, to do them with Yibum Ka'alacha. I support you, Halacha Lamaisa. And he says, in brackets, V'chein Nasa Mashal Pi Haskamasi Anal, this was done, they did Yibum, and they ignored the Takana of the Rabbanut. I don't know the general practice today, but the bottom line is, certainly Sfardim, Rav Avadya felt very strongly that Sfardim should continue their age-old minhag of doing Yibum. Ashkenazim, of course, the minhag is not to do Yibum, even though some places in Ashkenaz, spires, manes, and worms, and others did do Yibum, apparently, but Ashkenazim, the minhag of modern Ashkenaz, certainly is that we don't. And it's a davar tamua to do it, but poskim were willing, at least with some degree of tentativeness, were willing to allow Yibum where absolutely necessary. The Shvas Yaakov was matir alacha lemaisa Yibum in a case where otherwise the woman would be in aguna her whole life. Marsham was note lahakel with support of other gedolim if there were to be found any, even in a case where it wasn't mamish igun isha, was just a man who would have to go through life without a wife and her avera and kids who needed a mother. And even the Takana of the chief rabbinate that banned Yibum allowed for a possible exception if there'll be extraordinary circumstances. They allowed for the possibility of Yibum because it's not absolutely a flat-out prohibition. Many Acharnim say that the minhag is not to do it, but it's not absolutely usur, and there can potentially be situations where Yibum would be acceptable even for Ashkenazim.
The Beis Chabad on the Parsha series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halacha Consultations, Service, Educational Seminars, or Media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.